Kelly Chase is an entrepreneur. She is a podcast host, an influencer, a speaker, and a model. She was on the first season of Netflix's Love is Blind. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I'll do a long story short. I felt very, let's put it this way. I was living in autopilot for a really long time, my entire 20s. Granted, I didn't know that I was living in autopilot until you're awakened to the fact that you're living in autopilot. And in 2017, I recognized that I was living in autopilot. I described myself like a hamster on a wheel that just could not get off. I was doing the same behaviors all the time, expecting different results. You know, that's the definition of insanity. So I decided to just kind of 180 my life. During the week, I mean, I was very focused on, I had a corporate job at the time and was also coaching and personal training and teaching spin classes and doing all the things, chasing money, you know, kind of thing, chasing accolades. And I was on the weekends very much disconnecting, drinking too much, staying up way too late, losing myself in guys, just not a good, healthy lifestyle, more or less. And yeah, 2017, I was like, I have to like change everything. So I, you know, left the corporate position, went into coaching and personal training full time, and started my whole like self-love journey and started reading personal development books on a Friday night versus going out drinking at the bars and listening to good podcasts and that kind of thing. And just really started to own my life and date myself and get curious with who I was. And then a year later in 2018, we filmed Love is Blind, and it was an incredible experience, a lot, very emotionally charged for sure. But it left me feeling very like, what just happened? I mean, it was a great experience for sure. But like I said, emotionally charged. And there was just a lot that came up for me during that time. A lot of like traumas, big T's, little T's. And then just the pressure, the high pressure situation that was the experience, just was a lot. It's like, I was very close with all these people for 7.5 weeks, and then it was just gone. So a lot of like grief and everything. And I hired a business and mindset coach to help me get back on track with my coaching business, because I had taken some time off while we were filming. And little did I know how much mindset work I actually needed. And because I had never done that. I mean, yeah, I've read the personal development books, I listened to the podcast. But as far as like that deep inner work, I had never experienced that. And once, you know, probably two sessions in, I was like, oh my God, this woman changed my life. But I worked with her for 4 months and she really did. We did a lot of, you know, shadow work, inner child work, reparenting, just subconscious reprogramming altogether. And it was absolutely life-changing. And I remember leaving there being like, I have to do this for other women too. So, you know, my career in business has had its challenges, its ups and downs over the years. But that is what I come to in a one-on-one coaching call, you know, online, you know, whether a group coaching, wherever it is, I'm having those more evolved, deeper, more mindset driven conversations and coaching sessions. It just, I want everyone to feel the way I feel every day when I wake up, where I live in gratitude. And, you know, so that's pretty much my evolution. I mean, the show aired a couple of years after I had worked with that coach. And again, like I said, my business career, it was kind of up and down, a lot of dysregulation with my nervous system during that time too. And yeah, I would say probably over the last year, it really got back on track. Nervous system repair is definitely a roller coaster to deal with. But I keep coming back to the roots of that work and the somatic techniques and just furthering the subconscious mind, furthering who I am, reconnecting back to self, coming home to self, and my I call it a spiritual awakening now. I mean, I've just been on this incredible journey.
Which is a beautiful thing. And yeah, to your point, you spend 10 years sort of on autopilot, or however you want to think about that. Sometimes I think that I spent my 30s doing that. And it's like I did a lot of things, but at the same time, I just sort of was sort of just doing kind of mindlessly. And sometimes it does take something to sort of knock you out of that rhythm. And hopefully it's not a bad experience. How do you find that that people come to the work? How do you like, is it you approaching them? Is it them coming to you? It's some combination of both.
Honestly, I think it's more of them coming to me. And I say that because that's how I was led into it. I mean, sure, there are people who, no, it's still that. I don't think that anyone, if someone ever came up to me and was like, hey, like, let me introduce you to this, I might have been open to it, but I wasn't necessarily ready for it. And I feel like we're not open, we're not truly open to it unless we are ready to be activated by it. And that's kind of, I mean, when I first left corporate America and just pursued the coaching, and I had hired my first coach, and before hiring that business and mindset coach, I had gone into like a mastermind program. So it was a group container, and I led myself into that. I mean, I found the woman through Instagram and then her podcast and a Facebook group, and just I kept leaning in because everything that she was saying was waking up parts of me. And the business and mindset coach that I hired after us filming, she was a part of that group. She was a co-coach. And again, just hearing her, her teachings, I was like, what? I've never heard this before. They don't teach this stuff in school. So I feel like most people, yeah, I have to feel called to it and just energetically just drawn. You might just be at the right place at the right time, and someone might say something that changes your whole life.
Yeah. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, Kelly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that certainly is true. This is off topic, but what did we learn at school? Did I learn anything at school?
Right?
So
I mean, our ABCs? No, my copy
I
that. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I do know. Like, yeah, there were a lot of things that we learned, but I was never like a great. I was a good test taker. Like, I could study before, take the test, but if you asked me in 6 months about what that test had on, I probably didn't remember.
Yeah,
Wasn't great.
no, that's same for me certainly. And we do you think that we're sort of conditioned to look outside of ourselves for answers? Because I feel like that's what most of us do versus looking inside.
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, I feel like as a just a population in general, we are very disconnected. I mean, I know even like I said, probably up until about a year ago, I was still there were parts of me, although I had done a lot of work, there were still parts of me where I had to check myself, be like, Kelly, you're still looking for that external. Like, bring it back in. The power is within. The power is within you. So yeah. I think most majority of people are definitely looking for the external, and we've been conditioned that way. I mean, it's, what we're seeing, what we're hearing, whether it's very intimate relationships to you go to school and so has this toy, and well, you go home and you ask for the toy, and your parents are like, we can't afford that, or you don't need that. And it makes you feel, I always explain it to my mom, who's trying to understand sometimes this stuff that I'm learning. And I'm like, although you didn't tell me I wasn't worthy of the toy, you didn't say that to me. I'm sure there are parents out there that do, unfortunately, but you did not say that. You just said we can't afford it, or you don't need that. My subconscious was like, I'm not worthy of it. And so we start then to look for external love and validation and acceptance because we didn't have a different narrative in our head.
Yeah, it's such a it's not funny at all, but it sort of is that there's probably some people out there that have a perfect childhood and their parents just didn't say a single thing incorrectly. But for the rest of us, there's going to be some stuff going on, and once we start looking inside, we're going to find it. But that can be a really scary place, and it can be really uncomfortable. And so sticking with the work, that's not easy.
It's not. No, it's not. And it's fascinating too. It's like once you start doing this work, you feel so different that you can't go back to the way things were. And even if you do, you won't stay there for very long because you just know too much of how good it can feel. And although, yeah, I feel like I'm hypersensitive to all of my emotions now versus in the past, I was probably in distraction and avoidant mode and, drinking myself to disconnect from all of those things. But I appreciate the fact that I have so much more duality in my life. Like I can feel utmost joy and happiness, while at 5 seconds later, I can be in immense grief and anger and shame and guilt, you know? But I'm like, okay, there has to be both of those to exist. And all I have to do is like send some love to those areas of myself that are vibrating at that lower frequency and feeling those not so lovely emotions and pull myself out of it. And, you know, I use gratitude most days to do that.
So you talked about how you wish that most people would wake up feeling the way that you feel. Obviously, you want people to feel their best, whatever that might be, but to feel happy versus rewind however many years before you started doing the work, you were waking up feeling what?
Like I didn't know what I felt back then. Let's put it that way. You know, like I was so just get up, get ready for work or go work out, go to work, come home, do this, do that. Like just so systematic that it was almost like I didn't know how to feel. So I don't know what I was feeling back then because I had no awareness of it. I probably was just more in a victim mindset of, oh, this guy doesn't like me, or I want to make more money, but you know, God, it's just like so daunting to try and like find a new job or starting a business. Like that's hard. Like just more of those types of that type of dialogue versus me being like, oh my God, I feel really sad today. Like it was just not an awareness, lack of awareness, really.
Yeah, what I just thought of as certain, I don't know if it was the Wizard of Oz or the movies that would start in black and white, and then it would something would happen, it would move to Technicolor.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz, absolutely. That was so good. Yes, that
You
is what
know,
it felt like.
probably impossible to know, but a pretty substantial amount of the population, and this was me, and obviously it was you. So we're in good company, but I bet it's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I think so. I
And it
definitely.
always has been too. I think I'd like to blame it on modern living, but I mean, the Stoics and philosophy has always been talking about getting to know yourself. And so it's a practice that's been going on for as long as people have been writing and talking about stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting because, you know, I have befriended some girls, I guess, that are in their 20s, right? And they are talking more about the things that I resonate with now, or sharing things on their Instagram, their social media. And I'm like, if only I knew of that stuff when I was your age, how much different my life would be now, you know, at 40 years old. But like, and I've made comments to them. I'm like, keep leaning into that work and this personal development and just like loving yourself and knowing your worth because you are just setting yourself up for so much greatness in your life at such a young age. And I just love
Oh,
that
for sure.
for them.
I mean, there's so many different parallels between most everything in life, but knowing your worth, that was without question something that I really struggled with up until I was probably in my late 30s. And even now I'm 47 years old, and I feel like I'm finally sort of accepting or celebrating or just feeling like I'm worthy of whatever I want, which is something that I wish that everybody has. But in the context of talking to young people, I mean, my goodness. Yeah, if you could get them to at least put that in their head, whether or not they want to pursue the work or not, just knowing you are worthy, you're even deserving of the life that you want. It's going to require work. You're going to need to go after it. But if you feel like there's more for you, or you feel like you're just living in that sort of monochromatic thing, I don't know what I'm saying right now, Kelly. I'm just kind of rambling.
No, yes, like I just feel like if they're into that type of, you know, philosophy now, it's only gonna get better and like their life is only gonna get richer for them. Whereas I was not exposed to that at that age. So, I mean, I didn't like to read. I mean, I did Cliff Notes in high school. Like, I was not a big reader. And 2017, 2018 came around and read a personal development book. And I was like, what is this? And I've read many, many books since then. You know, it's like, I can't not. Like, I love learning about myself. I love the, you know, it's interesting. The more that I learn and like date myself and love myself more, It's not interesting. It just is. Like, the more we can truly show up for other people and have more compassion and hold space for different perspectives for people too, I think that's really such a beautiful thing that this work has allowed me to see and be able to hold.
Yeah. You've said dating yourself a couple of times. What do you mean by that?
Just being curious with yourself. I mean, one, years ago, someone asked me, what do I like to do for fun? And my knee-jerk reaction was go out drinking with my friends. And although, sure, I had fun doing it, probably not the next morning, but I had fun doing it. That was such a significant, like, memory and moment in my life that, I mean, I tell the story all the time because it was so significant. Like, I remember how, like, I felt embarrassed by that response. And I knew that I was like, I don't know what I like to do for fun. I have no idea. So how am I supposed to date someone if I don't even know myself? Like, how do I even know what I want out there with not even just an intimate relationship, a career, a business, passion, whatever the case may be? How do I even know what I want if I don't even know who I am? And that, was one of the things that was a catalyst to this whole journey too. Was okay, well, we're gonna date ourselves. I take myself on solo dates. Working with one of those coaches, I started doing a lot of like money mindset work. So we did money dates, and I would find myself, having more of a secure attachment with my money and finances. There's so many things that we can do to be curious about ourselves. Journaling, the affirmations, just studying. Doing a brainstorm, you're just journaling out any thought that comes to mind, and you see a different perspective when it's written on paper versus it being in your head, and you're just like, wow, or okay, I am feeling a certain type of way today. Why am I feeling this way? Or, and where is this coming from? Or someone triggered you, whether it was, in person or on social media. Okay, was there some truth to that? Why did that upsets you so much? It's literally having conversations with yourself and being curious and just truly getting to know yourself. So I call it dating yourself.
Which makes perfect sense. How in the world would I ever really have a significant or positive relationship with a different person if I have no idea who I am?
Right.
And if I were just to, it's sort of, well, like all worthwhile things, they sound really obvious, but when you sit down, it's super abstract. Like, what are your goals? What's most important to you? Like, oh, I clearly know what those things are, but when the rubber meets the road or the pencil meets the piece of paper, I don't know that we necessarily do. So it's so important to have a track to run on to say, okay, here's how you do engage in this work. Here are the questions you need to be asked, and here are some of the exercises.
Oh, absolutely. I started one of the first books that I read was The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, and he invites you to follow along his SAVERS concept, and it's a lifesavers. SAVERS is an acronym for S is for silence, breath work, meditation, prayer, A affirmation, V visualization, E exercise, R reading, S scribing or journaling. Since reading that book, I have implemented that SAVERS concept into my life. And it literally did life. It was truly life-changing for me because those methods all helped me to get curious with myself and learn about myself. And I think it's so important that we all do that and have those types of things. So it's like, how can we start? Okay, people may think, you have to spend X amount of money to like hire someone to do all this, to help you with all of this, but it really could be a $15 book on Amazon. You could go to a YouTube channel and just start, Neville Goddard, Abraham Hicks, like there's so Bob Proctor, there's so many different experts that teach on subconscious and mindset and can truly, I mean, one 15-minute video can change your life. And it's important that we do this type of work.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And what you've described is sort of how I got into it. I just started on YouTube, and one thing led to another, and one thing led to another. And now I think it's one of the most important things, if not one of the most, it's certainly one of the most important things I've ever done. And obviously, it sounds that way for you too. So.
It is. Absolutely. I can't not go back.
Yeah.
And when I do, it's funny because there are times when I will, I have friends that aren't in this work. They're not doing the work, but I love them and I can still hold space for our relationship. And whenever I am with them, I always tell myself, like, okay, maybe like God show me a reveal to me something I'm supposed to see or something I'm supposed to hear, a conversation that I'm supposed to have today. And that always like presences me, allows me to like just be in it. And that could be anything. It doesn't have to be like I always say, like sometimes I feel like I'm regressing, right? These are things where I'm like going backwards, but you're never really going backwards. But those are types of things that can help shift your perspective when you feel like, your friends ever like maybe you have started on your path, but I will say this, when I first started on my path, it was very lonely. It was very isolating because none of my friends were doing this stuff. So that's why I joined the mastermind and all that stuff because I was connecting with other like-minded people. But regardless, in my local community, there wasn't, I just didn't know the people that were doing that. So it became very isolating. So I would encourage people, don't totally like be like, sorry, I can't hang out with you anymore. Just shift your perspective that you can still have those relationships. I mean, unless they are obviously toxic, but you can still have certain relationships, just shift just a little thing and it can really transform the whole situation.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they get involved?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I hang out most at Chase Life with Kelly. My podcast is also Chase Life with Kelly. You can watch it on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you stream podcast, and my website, where you can find out how we can work together if that is something you feel called to do, is chaselifewithkelly.com. And then on TikTok, I am Kelly Chase.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kelly your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to chaselifewithkelly.com. Find Kelly on Instagram and YouTube with, and also the podcast, Chase Life with Kelly. And then on TikTok, Kelly Chase. You
I
couldn't
am
get
Kelly
Chase
Chase.
like
Yeah.
you could you couldn't get Chase Life with Kelly on TikTok. Somebody took
I don't
that.
know. I think I was having some identity crisis.
Who knows? But I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks
Yeah.
again, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.